I mean, the FCO should have already warned British tourists about the seriousness of cybercrime laws. I've advised them to in the past. I've been highlighting this issue, that people can be arrested for making a social media post years ago outside the jurisdiction of the UAE and in the country where they reside, and it's not a crime. Then suddenly they travel to Dubai and they can be arrested for something that they've shared on Twitter, for example, a charity or a fundraiser. They can be arrested for posting rude comments, or in this case, calling a new wife a horse. And no British national that I know would ever think that, having made that comment on social media 2 years ago, that they would face any sort of detention in Dubai. And I think that's really where the FCO has let the British public down.
It's not just any comment, though, isn't it? This is a comment about a resident in Dubai, and this person then made a complaint to the government. Is that my correct understanding?
Yes, exactly. She made a complaint to the police a couple of years ago. And since then, they'd sort of, you know, she'd repaired relations with her husband, ex-husband, and he visited her and her daughter in the UK. He suddenly died unexpectedly from a heart attack, and she and the daughter needed to go over and pay their final respects. The Dubai police, and also I believe the FCO, had even contacted the complainant in this matter and pleaded for her to drop the charges, but she refused to do so. And I think in cases like this, where it really does damage the reputation of the UAE and it does highlight the seriousness of their cybercrime laws and how they can potentially lead to 2 years imprisonment, I think that this is one of those cases where they would have been better off as a country deciding to simply fine her and deport her. And then they don't end up, you know, all over the international press and scaring tourism away from the country.
I mean, I suppose tourists will say, well, you know, if I've written something on my Facebook, but it's private and you know, unless somebody has complained about it, unless somebody has actually gone to the police about it, I'm still going to be absolutely fine to go on holiday there.
I think it would be naive, because anything can happen in Dubai. For example, if you travel to Dubai and someone doesn't like you and they track you down on social media for vindictive purposes, they can look through all of your historical posts on Twitter and Facebook, and then they can raise it to the attention of the authorities, even if the post is not about that person. There's so many violations that people can make on social media, whether before or while they're in the country. And if someone just has the inclination to report you, you're going to face several years in prison.